I'm just looking forward to the next meeting.
It's 6:30, I'm gonna call the meeting to order. First order of business, citizens' comments at 6:31 or whatever. Any citizen wish to comment, if you're welcome to do it, no?
Citizen comments.
Ben, come on over here.
Over there?
Sure.
I'll be able to hear you real good.
Okay.
Jaren is good ears.
Fred Storrs, 1812 36th Street. I'm here again about the jail division's holidays. I'd like to clarify a couple things that were said at the last meeting. First of all, I did check, and the captain is correct, that the deputies do not receive per se holiday pay. The difference is, they don't receive any short paychecks like we do. So basically, they're getting what we are asking for. Don't have any short pay periods, paying for 80 hours every pay period. Secondly, in talking to other members of the board, you know, I remember a few years back, Human Services was like $100,000 short, and the county found the money. And the golf course is always short, and the county finds the money. A couple of comments were made at the meeting last month that, well, we'd like to help, but we're already in the middle of a budget year. Well, I think that this is substantial enough a hurt on all the people that work in the jail that we ought to be able to find the money if we find that we're indeed not getting paid our holidays. This thing was never explained like it was explained. We were never told until the actual schedule went into effect that we would not be getting paid for holidays. We were told we would be, when it was originally proposed, we would always get an 80-hour pay period. We were going to have a 30-minute paid lunch. We were going to work like the deputies do, 20 minutes extra every day, and that's what was going to cover that extra 8 hours of pay period. It was all taken away without anybody knowing it. And what bothers me the most is that you guys were never informed. They just came in and said, okay, yeah, we're going to go with the 5-2-4-2. We're going to, because you want that overtime to stay like it is with 40 hours of pay period. They changed the schedule without telling you guys, and we get screwed out of about $1,800 a year in addition to paying higher co-pays, everything else on the insurance, and the 5.8% on our pension. Anybody that pays the pension this year is taking a 5.8% cut, which actually went up in January to 5.9%. We took an additional almost 11%. I don't believe that's fair, that we should be the only ones in the county that take an 18 or 19% pay cut when our division had a $750,000 surplus at the end of the year last year, and no one knows where that money went. We could use that to pay me for my holidays. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Fred.
Anybody else? Anybody else under citizens' comment? One more time. Anybody else? Okay, we'll move to supervisor's comments. It is 6:33.
I'll save my comments when we get to that item.
Okay. There's no chairman's comments. Approval of the minutes of March 14th at 6:34.
I move the minutes. Second.
Moved and second, then we approve the minutes. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Number six, resolution of Coast County Sheriff's Department probation cavalry license.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the resolution before you is to approve a probationary cabaret license for Players Park South, which you may recognize as the former Lumpy's, located at 9251 Antioch Road. The Sheriff's Department has done a cabaret inspection at that location, found everything to be in compliance. I'm also advised that Mr. Michael, I don't know if he shared this with you, but Mr. Feeblecorn from the Land Use Committee has also inspected the property and found it to be in compliance. The Sheriff's Department has no other issues. There was one underage patron on the premises in March. Other than that, there are no violations, and we would recommend approval.
Any questions from the committee?
Move for approval.
A second.
Moved and seconded, we approve. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, number seven, first quarter report regarding jailer schedule and holiday at 6:35.
First, now the director going to be here, Chris?
No, he's not. He wasn't able to make.
The reason he's not going to be here?
He had a prior commitment, so he asked me to represent him and me.
Do we got one more?
Sure.
Thank you.
Well, what I was asked to do tonight is to provide statistics for the first quarter of 2012 as to how the new schedule is doing in regards to saving money. As you can see, for 2011, for the first seven pay periods, it was 10,670 hours. In 2012, there was only 9,772 hours. There was also 1,046 hours worked at straight time, which resulted in an actual saving of 898 overtime hours, and then the OT hours saved by the straight time, which would be half of what the straight hours worked, added up to 523 hours, which is a total of 1,421 hours of OT pay saved for the seven pay periods when multiplied by the average correctional guard OT hourly rate. Came out to a saving through the first seven pay periods of $46,452, which puts us more or less right on schedule for what we committed to save to the county board. I think we committed to save to the county board through the 5-2-4-2 schedule approximately $180,000. If this holds through, we would save $184,000 using the schedule. I'm open for questions.
And that $184,000 comes out of the jailer's pockets, right? Because they're now getting less pay because, you know, you talked about the deputies last time about how they gave it up in 96.
Right.
But they also got something for it. They got a 72-hour work week and an 80-hour work week, but they get paid 80 and 80, am I right?
Well, a little more than 72 because they work an extra 15 minutes a day.
All right, so 73. So they're getting... These people, from what I can pick up, and I looked at, they lost 8 hours. They lost eight holidays. They lost 8 days paid within a year. Am I correct?
Actually, you're probably a little light because the reality is that they're working two extra days than they worked last year, and they're losing 8 days pay. So technically, if you look at last year, they got 10 paid holidays, and this year they're getting 8 days off, and the other 2 days they're working. So technically, they're working two extra days for 10 days less pay. So it's 10 days, not 8.
Well, they're not getting 8 days off.
Well, they are.
They're getting 8 days less pay.
Getting the 8 days off, too.
And you know what? The bad, sad part of it is that none of us, when we talked about this 168, 171, all this other stuff, no one told us that they were going to lose their holidays. Because we assumed that everybody was going to get their holiday. As a board member, I did. Now, I find it hard to believe that the administration didn't know this was going to happen, including the sheriff.
The sheriff did explain to the committee at multiple meetings that the holidays would go away, the plug-in holidays would go away, and that the correctional guards would know every day they were working for the next 3 years straight, that there wouldn't be any plug-in days. So he did state that the holidays were going to go away. He didn't state specifically...
They were going to lose pay.
Right.
Because obviously your numbers show they lose pay.
Right.
Everybody in that place looks to me like they've lost 900 hours. I mean, what would it be, 1060, 70 to 9772? So in the first quarter they lost what? How many hours?
Well, it's not necessarily that they're losing. If they work a day during their short week, they don't lose any pay. It's their choice whether they want to work a day.
That's an overtime day, though.
No, it's a straight time day. It's a straight time day.
Well, this has got to be corrected, okay, somewhere along the line. I know that this committee, some of them aren't going to be here, and some aren't going to be here next time. But this is one supervisor that isn't going to let it drop. I'm not trying to make anybody here happy, please believe me, but I know an injustice when I see it, okay? And that's what this is. We got people out there that are working just as hard as every other employee for this county, and they're getting less than everybody other employee. You got secretaries out there getting their holidays, and you got the others aren't getting their holidays. Ain't right. We got to treat all of our employees equal, and that's all I'm going to say right now, because obviously we're not going to be able to do anything with this. But that has to be corrected. Somebody's got to do something along the line someplace about this. This isn't right.
I thought when you explained it to us that this was a whole thing about overtime, you're going to reduce the amount of overtime that you're paying out, and that would save money. It never talked about holiday pay not being paid. And I agree with Supervisor Frederick. You took away their holiday pay, you know, and the only way we can do it is to give them back that pay, okay? Or we got to take your pay and cut your holidays out of it. You know, do you want us to go across the board and cut everybody's holidays off? I mean, which way do you want us to go?
With all due respect, sir, we're only doing what you guys told us.
Nobody's arguing that.
That's all we did.
What I'm saying is that it's not right. We're not treating these people just like everybody else. And if you say, well, we're trying to treat them like deputies, well, then let's treat them like the deputies then, okay? Let's give them what the deputies have. But they don't have what the deputies have. So it's like you want it both ways. You know, and I understand it's a budgetary thing, okay? I don't disagree with you there. That this was one way of looking at it. But at the time, you guys said you could do it. You could reduce the amount of overtime, save the dollars by reducing the amount of overtime. You didn't tell us about not paying them for holidays.
Okay.
So.
Any other comments, Supervisors?
Well, Captain, in your opinion, what is the solution? Obviously, we have a whole bunch of disgruntled employees. If there was an issue, you know, if there weren't an issue, let's say, obviously there is. If there weren't an issue, so many people wouldn't be here and so many people wouldn't be upset and the morale wouldn't be hurting in the way. What do you see as a possible solution to this?
There really is only one solution. That would be to increase the Sheriff's Department budget to allow us to pay for the holidays.
Okay.
That would be the only solution. At the Sheriff's Department, don't have a problem with paying them for holidays, but we were given a task, and we did our best to meet that task.
I'm going to speak for myself. I didn't. If this was explained to us in a way that this would be happening, I can tell you that I fully didn't understand the implications and the ramifications of what it meant to the jailers. And I certainly would not have supported it if I had known this would have been the result. So. Bad on me for not maybe having a fully grasping the understanding or my consent to what was presented would end up this way. But I certainly do feel that there is an obligation on the board's behalf, the county, this committee's behalf, to make sure that we correct the situation. And unfortunately, I will not be here. This is my last committee meeting, and I don't feel like I will have the opportunity to make sure to see this through the end that it is done. But I would just like to make sure that in the record it shows that I think it is very clearly that the feeling of this committee that this needs to be rectified and that the budget needs to be increased to make sure that we can make this right.
And the Sheriff's Department would not have any opposition to that.
Okay. So we're all on the same page. So
yes, sir.
Now we just need to make sure what we do going forward, whether it be through the administration or through Finance Committee, that we get this rectified as quickly as possible. So I am going to ask and put it up in your hands, Captain, to take those steps, because I know Supervisor Singer and I will not be here. And I don't think Supervisor Grulick as well.
I won't be here as well, so.
So, you know, please communicate our wishes to Sheriff Beth.
I will pass on to the Sheriff that when we prepare the budget for next year, at the very least.
I don't think this can wait until next year. I think we need to go back and we need to look at this, talk to County Executive Cruiser and Sheriff Beth, and come up with a remedy prior to next year.
Okay. I'll do it again.
Thank you very much.
All right.
You got about 10,670 last year for the same period. This year, 9,772 hours.
Yes, sir.
Well, that came out of somebody's pocket, didn't it?
Well, that's overtime. That just means we didn't pay out that much overtime.
Okay.
I think we all agree that something has to be done. Once we get a new board, we can look at it again, but we can't do anything immediately, but we may be able to do something in the near future.
Can we request that this be put on a future agenda?
No, absolutely.
I mean, this way it has to be brought back before the new committee?
I don't know where it's going. I don't know who's going to be on what committees next time or what.
Yeah, there's just so many things up in the air with who will be the new chair.
Who gets elected down in Portsmouth.
Well, but at least it'll be put on the board, on the floor in front of them, and they'll have to come up with answers as well.
Yeah. No, they can be left for the committee to deal with and to make sure that it's on the next.
Does anybody know if any of you will be on the next
committee? We do not. No. We have no way of knowing that.
I can mention it to the
you can put it
whoever
in the minutes,
comes in and put in the minutes that you recommend to the new committee.
That this be placed on the agenda to be dealt with in the next.
I agree with that.
Just tell them to contact me and get a legal director.
Just start at judiciary and law, I suppose.
Over that.
We're the only two that will be back, yeah? Maybe.
What do you mean?
We don't know if we'll be back here, but we'll be back on the board.
We'll be back on the board, yeah.
We'll see. Any other comments?
You want to mark the time? Time stamp it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I know where you're at now, Ron. Sorry.
Okay. If there's no other, any other business at 6:46?
Move to adjourn.
I will second that.
Move and second to adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Adjourn at 6:47.